Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for our continuing coverage of Super Bowl 52 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm joined by the legendary coach Steve Mariucci, who knows Doug Peterson so well. I mean, you were his quarterbacks coach in Green Bay once upon a time. How proud are you of seeing the progress that he's made to go from backing up Brett Favre to now having the Eagles on the precipice of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, amazing. And I've never been introduced as a legendary coach. But anyway, thank you. I remember signing in 1995. Doug Peterson as a backup quarterback when Ty Detmer was hurt for the Green Bay Packers, and that began his long tenure with the Packers as a backup, a friendship with Brett Favre. I wasn't with him long because I left and took the head coaching job at the University of California for a year before I went to the Niners. And then but Doug, you know, he watched Favre do his thing, and then he had a heck of a career, you know, as a backup, really, and got some starts in the National Football League. But he learned that he loved the game, and he wanted to teach the game and coach the game. And so he became a quarterback coach and a coordinator, and Andy Reid gave him that chance. And, boy, has he taken the bull by the horns. I'm really proud of him, because it's not just because he's in the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick didn't come to the Super Bowl in his second year. You know that, right? I mean, he's done some things now that are hard to do. And he's made adjustments, you know, after losing a lot of players, not just Carson Wentz, but a lot of players on this team that he had to alter his scheme. And he's got this new scheme for a Nick Foles that is very productive, very creative, and it deviates from what we all learn and taught in the West Coast offense. All these RPOs and things are just kind of like, what? Yeah. And so, but he's making the most of it, and it's productive for him.
How important is it for Doug to take advantage of this opportunity? In your first year as head coach of San Francisco 49ers, you got to the NFC Championship game, weren't able to get over the hump, and you probably figured, this is my first year. Mm-hmm. I won 11 straight games at one point during the year. We're going to be back. And you never got back to that level. So how important is it for Doug to kind of seize the moment here that he's got this team?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You don't know when you're going to, or if you're going to get back. I was in three NFC championship games with three different teams, and you think we're right there. Maybe next year is our year.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes next year doesn't happen, and so you got to take advantage of it while you're there and count your blessings in the here and now. I will say, though, that this Eagles football team is built to last. They've got a lot of depth at a lot of positions. That defensive line is loaded. The running backs are loaded. They added more weapons at receivers. They have depth at quarterback. They have a good football team. Doug and Howie Roseman have really put together a nice football team, but that doesn't guarantee anything for next
Certainly.
Year. But here they are against Brady and Belichick. I mean, you don't want it any other way, right?
That's the way you do it.
You want to take down the big guys, and so, you know what? They've got a good enough team to do that. I mean, when you watch that last game against the Vikings, and I was one of those guys, hate to say this, Eagles fans.
You're admitting it.
I admit
it. You're
going to
admit it?
I mean, it was like a coin flip, but I picked the Vikings. I don't know why. Sometimes we as coaches, you know, we go, I went to their training camp. I like their team. I don't know, Vikings. Okay, so the Eagles dismantled them, and not only did the Eagles offense score and move the ball at will against the very best defense in the league, right? The Eagles defense shut down the Vikings offense to their worst game of the season in terms of points and turnovers and rushing yards and red zone production. They're just their worst game. So on both sides of the ball, the Eagles dominated that game. I didn't see that coming. I don't know if many people did.
So what is the difference, Steve, going from being a coordinator or position coach like Doug was to being the head guy? Whereas it's not just about coaching. You might want to be a teacher. You love the game of football. You want to share that with the players. But there's so much more to it that makes the job so much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the mistakes are made when a guy is a good position coach. Let's say Doug is a good quarterback coach, and he becomes a coordinator, and maybe is a walk-around coordinator. Well, does that position group lose a little bit, you know, or does he stay involved with it?
Of course.
Because that influence needs to stay there. If it was good, it needs to stay good. You can't hire somebody else, and it changes in that meeting room. Same with a head coach. You're moving from a coordinator where you're just involved with that offense and you understand what makes it tick, what kind of personnel you need for it. Now you got to be a little bit more broad-minded with the team in mind and personnel decisions and practice time and all of the different things that make you a head coach, and you don't learn that until you do it. Yeah, you can take notes and you can put a book together. I have a book, a head coaching book.
The binder.
And we all did this, okay? If I ever get this chance, this is what I'm going to do. These are going to be my practices. This is my off season. This is how I do this. This is my philosophy. Here's my meetings, blah, 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 all that kind of thing, right? But until you do it and alter it from year to year, you just think you know. You don't really know. And Doug has really grown from being that coordinator to the head coach and you know, in the second year, and he'll get better. He's not as good as he's going to be next year. His team might be the best team he ever coaches. We don't know that, but he will be a better coach each year because of his experience going through all of these decisions that he has to make on a daily basis.
See, my last question for you is this. What is the most under-the-radar storyline matchup that you're following? I get you a little wide-eyed here. Put you on the spot here, but so many interesting one-on-one matchups here. What do you think is going to be the X factor, the one that determines who takes home the Lombardi Trophy? At least I'm not putting you on the spot for a prediction. I'm not going to ask you to do that. So since you went against,
you know what, you know, when you put a football team together, you want to have a 53-man roster and a practice squad that is deep, okay? And the Eagles have done as good a job as anybody in the league. I'm just telling you that right now. Their roster is strong.
But to overcome all the injuries they have, certainly.
And so then you look at, all right, here we are playing. Who are the backups? Who are the guys that didn't start the season and are having to do this as a backup, you know, that next man up thing that we talk about? Well, Jason Peters is gone, all right? And you got Vitae over there, and he's holding up the best way he can. He's given up a lot of sacks in the second half of the season when he's played, but he's still doing a heck of a job.
Played great against Everson Griffin.
Yes, he did. Really good. And then Nick Foles is the backup. So the two backups that are playing and for the Eagles on offense will probably be the story in this game. Now, we all say, you know, kidding, it's the quarterback. But these are the backups that are having to replace great players. Carson Wentz could have been the MVP, and Jason Peters
should still be the MVP. But could,
yeah, might still be. And so how well will those backups play? And if they answer the bell like they have at times this year, they can win this game.
Steve Mariucci, you can follow his work on NFL Network, complete coverage leading up to the Super Bowl. 8.5 hours of pregame coverage. Eight and a half hours, so get your rest during the week, Coach Mooch.
A lot of coffee.
Thank you very much for joining us here in our continuing coverage of Super Bowl 52 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.